I want to start off with something I stumbled on your website, and it's your creative mandate, sustainable design with an edge. Can you please elaborate on this?
Sure. The common perception of the green movement and recycled artwork and so on is that it's nice, we're saving the planet, we're doing good work, and that's all great. But I think that, you know, in order for people to want these things, they need to be a little edgy or more interesting or beautiful or functional.
Now, you have different techniques when making one of your works. One that caught my attention is that you're using, or maybe reusing, some form of scrap steel to make and construct weather vanes, some sculptures, and these interesting, I don't know, maybe Latin America inspired masks. I mean, I want to know about this. What comes first in this case, the design or the materials that you're using?
It depends on the piece. There are times when I'm making something that I have specifically imagined in my head, and I will, you know, if there's a part that I can't easily fabricate, I'll look for something that has that form already, allow me to make the shape that I have in my head. A lot of the time, it works the other way, where I see the object first and reimagine what it could be.
When visiting your website, it's pretty interesting because you have a great catalog. People can log on and maybe purchase some of this. So I want to know if you could describe your business model in the internet.
I got into blogging with my artwork, six, 7 years ago, back, you know, before it was as common. And I think that's been a big help. 98% of my sales come over the internet at this point. You know, before the internet, I would show in galleries and everything was consignment. Now, when galleries show my work, they can really purchase it. The great thing for me about the web is that I've met so many really interesting people.
Well, you also seem to have some sort of soft spot for mosaic and tiles. In your website, there's quite the collection of very well-made art pieces that involve this material and this style. Besides the obvious choice, what is it that you find in mosaics that lift your work to a different and colorful place?
I love the colors. Which are really vibrant in a lot of cases. I love the detail. It's kind of obsessive compulsive, but soothing too. One of the things I like about mosaic is that I can't think of an image that I can't do that way. It's a very enjoyable process.
Well, I wish we could spend a lot more time talking to you, but I will encourage our listeners to log on johntunger.com so they can check more of your catalog and hopefully acquire some of your original art. Thanks a lot for agreeing to do this interview, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.